truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. I am your Friday host for today, and of course, we are right here on RBN, and brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. Freedom of Speech Social Network. And, well, today is, well, I know you guys love to call in and talk, and I kind of figure we can have the show sort of be like an end of the week sort of roundhouse. Round table, rather. You guys want to call in and interact with myself and other callers, today we will do so. And we'll have some stories to cover until we get everybody calling in on the air. So if you want to call in and join us, phone number is 800-313-9443. And for some reason, I cannot get RBN's page up on my computer. We got beside Mike on the Digital Wheels of Steel today. And hopefully we're not taking any heavy hits from the website. I can't even get to it today. So I might have to try opening up somewhere else. But yes, if there's ever any issues, you guys should definitely be checking the website constantly with us to make sure there's no shenanigans going on, because, well, the government does like to do the covert level of censorship. So anyhow, I can't get to RBN right now, and that's probably just because where I am, what I'm doing. So, but anyhow, we're going to go ahead and get along with the topics here. Something that weighing heavy upon my mind, especially as a target individual, former target individual, however you want to look at it, just seeing the possibilities of the kind of people I'm going to have to deal with when I come back, I'm going to be putting my life on the line. My life is going to be at risk, because I know for a fact that there's going to be officers going to want to tangle with me. There will be. That's going to be 100%. When I get back, I will be having a lawyer on retainer, Mike on speed dial. Let him know what's going on. There's going to be a whole process after I get arrested, because I'm 100% sure that I'm going to be screwed with when I start auditing when I get to Austin, Texas. I might not start immediately. Like I said, I'm going to line everything up. Bail posted within a few minutes later. Lawyer already on the case. So I'm going to fish. I'm going to fish. The Williamson County Sheriff Department, whoever. I'm a fish. And I will catch that cop that wants to overstep his authority, and I'm going to take him. But it's going to be dangerous. Because, I mean, these people are not interested in knowing who you are. Especially when they're trying to ID you. They're not interested. They want to be able to log you into their system as... And once you're logged into their system as being checked, you are someone who has had contact with the police and you now have a record. It's not about what convictions you have. It's not about how many arrests you've had. It's how many times has your name been looked up in the system. You have a record. That's why they're so desperate to ID everyone they come across. Okay, you got a record. Oh, this person's a troublemaker. Oh, this person needs some oppression. Something I'm seeing here in the media is absolutely disturbing, and we're going to go ahead and go through that right now.
Community shattered. Another desperate cry for justice. The story remains the same. It's only the name that ever changes. This time, it's 29-year-old Tyree Nichols from Memphis, Tennessee, a FedEx driver who loved skateboarding and photography, a father of a four-year-old boy. On the night of January the 7th, he was pulled over in his car around 8:30 p.m., allegedly for a reckless driving offence. A confrontation occurred. Tyree tried to run away, but the police chased and captured him. Then, according to their report, a second confrontation took place. After the incident, police knocked on his mother's door to tell her Tyree'd been arrested and give their version of events.
Well, we had to pepper spray him and tase him, so he's being attended to by the paramedics, and we'll send him to the hospital. I asked if I can go to the hospital. They told me no.
When she did arrive hours later, this is what she saw. Her son lying unconscious, bleeding and swollen after what appeared to be a severe beating.
The doctor proceeded to tell me that my son had went into cardiac arrest and that his kidneys were failing. This doesn't sound consistent to somebody being tased or pepper sprayed. When my husband and I got to the hospital and I saw my son, he was already gone. They had beat him to a pulp.
Tyree Nichols died from his injuries 3 days later on January the 10th. The five officers involved were immediately fired and arrested, and then yesterday...
Here are the charges. Second-degree murder, aggravated assault.
The officers were charged on seven separate counts, including the most serious, for murder, as well as official misconduct, kidnapping, and oppression.
Tyree Nichols can be heard in the footage calling out for his mother.
The surveillance video, including police body cam footage of what happened that night, is poised to be released to the public later today, but the police chief's already seen it.
I don't think I've witnessed anything of that nature in my entire career.
Really?
Really.
That bad?
It was that bad.
Chief Davis even questioned if Tyree's arrest was legal.
It's still unknown what the original reason was for the stop in the first place.
The family has also seen the harrowing footage, and one of their lawyers has compared it to the brutal beating of the black man, Rodney King, by police in 1991 in Los Angeles, which sparked a wave of violent race riots across America. It also has echoes of the killing of George Floyd in 2020, as Tyree, like Floyd, also cried out for his mother as the police were beating him.
For a mother to know that they're... child was calling them in their need, and I wasn't there for him. Do you know how I feel right now? Because I wasn't there for my son.
So much pain, yes, so much anger, too. Hence why everyone, from the police chief in Memphis to President Biden in the White House, fear the release of the police footage today could yet again ignite protests across America. Because despite promising change, another young black man has died a brutal death at the hands of the American police.
Siobhan Kennedy there. Well, a little earlier I spoke to DeRay Mackeson, an activist and co-founder of Campaign Zero, an organisation focused on reforming policing in America. I began by asking for his reaction to what appears to have happened to Tyree Nichols.
So we've not seen the video yet, but it must be a truly horrific video. 3 minutes, five officers beat Tyree to death. So not looking forward to seeing this, but a reminder that the police kill on average 3 people a day in the United States. And we have to do something structurally to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
What do you think about the fact that the president has preemptively put out a statement calling for protests to be peaceful?
Yeah, I think that, you know, from every indication of people we know who have seen the video, it truly must be one of the worst videos that we've seen. And that's saying something, because we've seen a whole lot of bad videos over the past couple years. So I'm interested to see what the structural response to this is. Nothing can bring Tyree back. He should be alive today. His family should not have to grieve through this moment. And we're trying to figure out, how do we make sure that this stops across the country? We have seen some progress in cities, not in rural communities and suburban communities, but this is a reminder that the problem continues.
And of course, it isn't the first time. We've seen so many instances of a young black man being apprehended by police, dying apparently at the hands of police. What seems extraordinary in this case is all five officers allegedly involved are black men themselves.
Yeah, so what we find is that the race of officers doesn't have a statistically important difference in the vast majority of departments when we look at the use of force. What's interesting about this case, though, is that, remember, it was a traffic stop that precipitated it. When people think about police killings, they sort of assume that there must have been violent use of force. This is a traffic stop. And when the police did their own investigation, they highlighted that there actually was no traffic violation that warranted the police to even engage Tyree in the first place, right? So when we say to people that police are lying about these stops, that the police are just harassing people, this is a reminder that that's true, regardless of the race of the officer.
So what is fundamentally going wrong with policing in America, and how can it be fixed?
Yeah, so we know that racism is deep in cities across the country. We also know that the police have largely been unchecked for almost all of their existence in the United States, and that we can live in a world beyond policing. The good news is that in Tennessee, there was a law that passed in 2021 that allowed for more stringent use of force rules and laws in police departments across the state. One of those was forcing a duty to intervene, saying that if officers see excessive force and they do not intervene, then they can be disciplined. And that's actually what allowed these five officers to be fired so quickly. So after 2020, there was a push in 19 states across the country to tighten up the rules, and that did not save Tyree's life. It did help hold these officers accountable in this moment and make sure they will never, ever be officers again. And there's a lot more work to do, that we should have stricter rules for officers as long as there are police, and that we need to just move away from having people with guns engage in a host of activities. Why do you need somebody with a gun to stop somebody for a traffic violation? And in this case, there actually was no violation.
And yet we seem to be having the same conversation again and again and again. Rodney King, George Floyd, now Tyree Nichols, the names are endless.
Yes, you know, one of the things that we've seen is that it looks like police killings in cities are actually decreasing over time, that they are not as high as they used to be, but they're being offset by increases in rural communities and suburban communities. And in some ways, it reminds us that most of the media attention, most of the coverage is about what happens in cities. And there are these rural communities and suburban communities where officers are doing wild things, but there's one newspaper. There's not even a radio. So, you know, like, they're just so small that they're going off the radar, but that's where the numbers are increasing. So I say that to say that there has been some progress. Has there been enough? No. Do the police still kill a lot of people? Absolutely. Do we need to do something structurally about it? Yes. I'm hopeful that there'll be federal legislation that does help model. And remember, 19 states did pass. It's the single biggest reduction in the power of the police in U.S. history following 2020 that allows us to hold officers accountable better. How do we stop this? We actually just have to get people with guns out of being the first responder or the response at all to most of issues. Remember, in the United States, only 5% of 911 calls are for violent crimes. Most of what people call 911 for is actually not violence in the first place.
Jerry Mackeson, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Yeah. So I can already tell you we're going to need to skip this first commercial break. Okay, so the man's talking about, okay, police killings, three a year. No, it's much more than that. The three a year he's talking about are the totally unjustified killings that usually get media attention. Cops kill a lot more than that. They are deemed justified. The numbers is exponentially larger than three, much larger, I can tell you that. And with the whole race not mattering of the brutality against citizens, yeah, I can tell you that's an accurate statement. But I can tell you why. You give, and most people are probably like, you know, you're always dumping on these white cops and the racism. But the truth of the matter is, the worst cops I have witnessed are the black cops. It's something about a uniform and being given a gun that gives you a different mentality, because you think you're a different class of people now. I understand it. I'm not just talking out of my butt here. I understand it. I used to wear a U.S. military uniform, and I used to carry a gun. Okay? there were you're either military or you're a civilian. They let us know that we are a separate class of people. And we have different duties and a different way that we are to carry ourselves. So it's no different for a police officer. And when I say that the black men are the worst, I mean, I'm telling you, these are your, again, people probably been, just like the rest, people been bullied or nerds or just lower class. They finally get up to a higher level of class. And it goes to their head. You know, these are your proverbial slave snitches. Okay? The slaves that would rat on other slaves. Slaves. Oh, they were going to run away, boss. They were going to run away, boss. Oh, well, you get an extra ration of food. Thank you, good slave. Oh, yes, boss. Anything for you, boss. Got these proverbial house Negroes. Who are a discredit. A shame on their own race. But they think they're somebody now. Now that they got a badge. And they think that they can get away with killing somebody else who's also black. Because Lord knows, the government loves black-on-black crime. So it's something that can usually be swept underneath the rug. And it is disgusting. I'm very ashamed. As a black man, I am entirely ashamed for these people who are not a credit to my race. It angers me. We talk about the rural areas versus urban areas. One would think, I mean, yeah, we're having less crime, potentially less crime, less killings between police officers and citizens. Why? Because stuff's making it to the news because of surveillance, either from body cams or somebody else's counter surveillance on their cell phones, whatever. It's not because the mentality has changed, but more and more people are being held accountable. Not enough people, if you ask my opinion. But you also see, again, I don't think there is a rise in the numbers in the rural areas. I just think, once again, it's the surveillance that's putting it out there. You know, as a really anybody going through a rural area, maybe in the Bible Belt somewhere, you get stopped in some little 800 person population town. And you have these few officers who rule like kings. They don't like your attitude. You might be in for a world of trouble. These people are not used to being surveillanced. There's a story I'm going to cover probably next week about this very situation. Of a sheriff, not even in his own county, arresting a black man because his wife lied and said he groped her. I'll cover that next week. That's just so much of the stuff. I'm just going to flood. I got so much stuff in my in my chop on it list that I literally have to clean out some of it just because some of it just got so old. But I'm going to try to, I don't try to do news. I just want to cover stories, whether they're old or not, because they're still relevant. But I really do think I need to keep it a little bit up and up on the date. But yes, and I've said this in the past, these cops are answering to or making stops that have nothing to do with violence. Okay, these police officers, you break down the word poll, as in policy, and enforcers, policy enforcers. They're administrators. They're not soldiers. I don't believe cops should carry guns. There's a violent situation that needs some force. Well, then call SWAT. At the most, these officers should have, sure, maybe batons, sure, maybe stun guns, tasers. And at the max, they should be able to, in a situation, they need to sit in the car, the shotgun, which it should be on a lock, that would need supervisor signal approval to dislodge. We need to reel back these violence, gun happy people. We need to reel it back. We need to reel it on back. We the people need to hold these aggressive people wearing badges accountable. Now, once again, I'd like to have a little bit of a panel show here. You guys always surprise me on my late night show, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, to where I can't get through my material, but I love it when you guys call in. I much would rather talk to you because we have the most intelligent listeners, patrons of RBN. I definitely would like to talk to you guys. So, once again, phone number is 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number. If you'd like to call our local number and save us some money, you can call 512-248-8252. Once again, the phone number is 512-248-8252. And after this commercial break, we will go to those phones. So, everybody that's listening right now, stay tuned. And we will be right back after this commercial break.
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we're going to go ahead and get to the phone lines. First and foremost, we'll go in by the order here. We've got Lynn and Marilyn, line one, go ahead.
Hey, B. I don't know if you want the crybaby on the line, but you got me. Thank you very much for taking my call. I actually was going to call you anyway. When you were, the last gentleman you were talking about was the Emmett Till, about your mm-hmm. program next week.
I'm sorry. Emmett Till?
When you mentioned the program next week, I got a couple things, but when you mentioned yes. the program next week, was it Emmett Till?
I don't
well, it doesn't matter.
Know the names.
Okay.
I've got so many on my plate right now.
It's
I just don't remember any of the names.
On January 15th, on C-SPAN's Q&A, Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr. was on. He wrote the book A Few Days Full of Trouble. He was Emmett Till's cousin. And, I mean, it's been this many years since he wrote the book. But I was actually going to call you anyway about a program on 1A. But
wasn't that the Black Lives Matter, one of the leaders? No, I have a different story for that one. I'm sorry. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Now, Emmett Till was the guy, he whistled at the white woman. And he was just a kid, And they beat the hell out of him and tried to, you know, sink him in the water. But he surfaced and they found him. And the woman actually has recounted her story, but not to where it would matter in court. Anyway,
like
I was actually
going to
call you about something else I heard, but I already knew about Tyree. You know, he had Crohn's disease. He was 29 years old, about 6'4". He only weighed 150 pounds. I would suggest to people not to watch the video. You can find the picture if you need to see this poor man. Mm-hmm. But we all need to pray that there are peaceful demonstrations. We don't need any more people getting killed here. You know, we don't need people with power thinking that because they've got a badge, they have a right to kill innocent people. They don't. And I thank you, V, for you being you. And I hope all the folks like you who took an oath, you're there to protect the rest of us. Because
the rest
of us are going to need some protection here.
I did take an oath. I take the oath very seriously, whether I'm in uniform or not. Absolutely.
You know, and I think that, you know, the outrage is, you know, and I'm sure, you know, media is going to go with this, you know, five black cops killed this black guy. Okay. Could we just kind of keep skin color out of this? Because somebody was murdered. Murdered. A defenseless person was murdered. Okay, but I'm sorry. I am upset about Tyree, but also the governor of Georgia has declared some possible state of emergency so he can call in the National Guard because the homeless, they want to build some police facility training area in the woods where these homeless people have a camp. And so there's kind of been some upset there. So we can only imagine, but let's just hope everybody stays a little peaceful. But what I was going to call you about, and I think it actually affects all of this. Now, I made phone calls about this years ago. Remember the guy I think was in Wisconsin that cops killed? Because at the time I was like, look, people, cops can't be, now this is no excuse for them. This is not their defense in any way, shape, or form. But you probably get better than I do what I know about wireless technology. And you can't put that many wireless devices all over somebody's body and in their cars that all have a different frequency and pulse rate, or they'd interfere with each other and not have it affect somebody's brain and body. Okay, which is what I was going to tell you about, was on Wednesday on a program on NPR called 1A. And it's called the1a.org is where you can probably find their website, or on wamu.org. It's out of American University. The first hour of the program they did was on the Havana Syndrome. Okay?
Yes.
You get it. You get it. You get it. You know. This is real. And, I mean, these people that work for the CIA and the State Department and their families have been fighting for 6 years. They didn't make it up. And do you know what those stupid people in our government said? Well, you know, it might have been the pesticator on the wall that was causing these problems. I'm like, no, we are in a big pesticator, folks. Come on. You know, I mean, one woman is blind because of the ocular damage that was caused to her because it caused retina detachment. I mean, there are people still suffering. In fact, the woman who was Mike Pence's, you know, like kind of high up aide. She actually got beamed twice leaving her office down by the White House. Okay? I mean, look, we all know about LRAD. I mean, you know, let's not deny that, though you could deny you used it in the park that way when Trump wanted to walk through the park and hold up the Bible upside down. They didn't use it. They did use it. They didn't. They did. They didn't. Okay, they did, clearly. You can't get it wrong that many times, not know. You know, there were people that got hurt for no good reason. But this thing with Havana, I remember back when I was young, in the Russian embassy in Moscow. Now, because this thing with Havana's happened in Cuba, Moscow, and here. To like 200 people, I think. I think that was the number, maybe 1,000. It's a lot of people. I mean, if it was me, it would be one too many. It's 1,000. Okay, I had it wrong. It's 1,000 because I'd written it down. But way back when, the people in the Russian embassy were being beamed through a window, and they actually figured it out. The women ended up with breast cancer. I think it ended up killing the guy who was like the director, our director there, ambassador, whoever he was. And then after they brought them all back, when they sent people back, they got paid, you know, extra pay for hazard pay to go to Moscow because they were being beamed with microwaves.
Yes.
So now they at least are admitting that it is some kind of sonic weapon or scale or something. And I'm like, pulse microwaves, folks, come on. This is not rocket science. You know, we know this stuff.
There's those people got really sick
separate
because
effects they can get.
Those people got really sick because they tried putting up shielding, and it ended up creating a microwave oven effect. So some of those people got really sick.
Oh, well, they don't stupid what kind of people themselves do that. They'll put that netting stuff over their bed, and then they're calling the company complaining it's not working because they're inside the thing using a cell phone. What do you think's going to happen?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, so you know, what are we going to do? People aren't going to use their cell phones. What, 99% of the whole world now has a cell phone?
Well, I'm so glad you are aware of the targeted individual plight and what is going to be something that we're all going to have to deal with. Like I said, I remember the days where they were beating me with voices and I'm bleeding out of my ears and my nose. Yeah,
poor
I went through all
Alexis?
That. Sorry?
Like poor Aaron Alexis?
Yes. Just like Aaron Alexis, I went through
and
the
whole
ordeal. And
there's no reason the cops didn't go in that building at the Navy Yard. That wasn't even an electric fence. It was a wrought iron fence. It was only 6 feet high. A cop could have backed his car up and jumped over it.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just, if you ever listen to the interviews that came out of that, this one guy, because, you know, I live here, this local newscaster that was on the scene, he asked this woman a question. It couldn't have been more perfect that he was even stunned and said, well, I've never heard anybody be able to answer something that professionally. And I'm like, hello? You know,
she's right on the money.
She'd rehearsed it for Pete's sake. You know, we need to use our heads, but we don't, you know, the worst thing is, you know, it's one thing when just anybody writes a book and then says, oh, but we're not telling you not to use your technology, even though it can be by a psychiatrist and kids that are like absolutely violent and catatonic, basically, and ready to kill the cat or their parents or whatever because of their nuttiness playing weird video games. But we're not telling you not to use it, or we'll put you in treatment for a week or two, and then you can ease back in. But Christians write these books, and these books have gone from bad to worse. I called this Christian company and said, you can't sell this book anymore. I mean, it's all about sex and tech, and you know, I'm like, this book is basically porn. You know, but we're going to let our avatars, you know, have human rights, and we have to, you know, you couldn't be too weird with them sexually, you know, because, I mean, that would be inhumane or something. You know, but there's somebody playing with that avatar that's getting affected with their haptic sensors. I mean, it's just getting too weird.
You know what? You're right on the money. I want you to hang on to the line here. I want to get everybody in here so that we can eventually have a roundtable next hour. Are you willing to stay on the line?
Yes, I will. I'll just mute my individual phone so if I make a comment, it won't come through. Unless you
okay.
call me. Okay. Thank you, V. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I love it when the young ladies call in to talk to V. They make me feel so special. We've got another one. We've got Francis from North Carolina. Line 5.
Hey, young man.
How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Getting ready for a 2-day weekend. It's like, oh gosh, now what? No, I'm good to go.
All
I
right.
should ask you.
Well, I'm definitely ready for my... Well, work doesn't end for me. I got to do commercial stuff. But other than that, I'm going to be taking it easy. Probably watching a few movies. And getting ready for the next work week. Because I'm definitely excited about next week. I've got so much stuff to talk about. I might even start going 2 hours the show again. Just so much is on my plate. I don't know. We'll see.
So, well, hello to the young lady that's on hold with you as well.
And do you know we got one more person. Oh well, several more people that want to join in. So if you're gonna hold, if you don't have anything more to say at this moment, just hold for me, and then
okay.
we'll be ready for the next hour. We're gonna have also Misty from Kansas, line 9. Hello.
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 This is, I was born in Shelby County, Tennessee, and this is a very, very heartbreaking story. And I know the parents have came out and said, don't burn the freaking city down. You know what I'm saying? And we got Antifa that are up. I read something today, a bunch of rich white people, you know, and they're the majority of infiltrators to do damage. And whoever called originally, I don't know. This is hard. I don't know if I want to see the video of this. I truly don't know. What I am saying, what I want to say is, you know, back in the 70s, they were called... justice of the peace, you know, and where
yes.
you're going with all of a sudden these cops leave the color out of this. These cops have decided to be the judge, jury, and executioners. These cops.
Well, I mean, the reason why color's even brought into this one is because, again, I mean, you gotta. It's always, you know, white people the brutalizing the black males, but again, you've got everybody doing it because that authority cancer that gets into your brain, it's everybody's doing it. But this is a little bit different though, because all 5 cops were not only fired but arrested. Now that's not something you see happen so fast with anybody else.
Mm-hmm. And I will agree with you on that. I will definitely agree with you on that. I just wonder, okay, my mind keeps wondering, why did they target this man? You know, I mean, was there something, why did they do this? And I guess we'll never know. I pray we know. I was raised in this area. You know, I know this. I, you know, and it's all... It's there. I just pray. His own mother said, peaceful, be peaceful. I mean, I don't know how you could be peaceful, I guess, unless you got infiltrators coming in. You know what I'm saying? Am I cut off?
No. I definitely understand what you're saying. I do believe there's an amount of indoctrinating, you know, getting people used to this sort of thing, but we're not getting used to it. We're speaking out about it more and more. And then I'm pretty sure you can have Biden saying, yes, we're going to fix this problem, but it's only going to get worse and worse because it's getting worse and worse because of their gun campaign and trying to take guns from people. So it can only get worse. It can't get any better.
No, it can't, but they cannot have, the police cannot have just carte blanche to murder people.
They should have no immunity, and they should
have
their own insurance. Have their own insurance and the pay out of pocket for what they
Amen.
Do, so it's not coming out of the cities, out of the taxpayers.
Because what's going to happen is this family, God bless them, this is killing me. But what they're going to end up doing is they are going to have to sue, right? They're going to sue over an unlawful, murder. And the taxpayers have to pay for it versus taking everything that those stinking cops did. Immunity. They should have no immunity, correct?
Qualified immunity should be thrown out of the window.
Pardon,
absolutely.
Sir?
I said qualified immunity should be thrown out of the window, absolutely.
Yes. But
everybody should be responsible.
The last thing I'll say is I just pray, I'm praying hard that the people in Shelby County, you know, they watch very closely. So, because infiltrators are going to come in and twist this to a degree, I don't want to see Memphis burn down, you know, because of something like this. You got to keep your heads on straight, and you got to focus on making sure these cops are
well, I mean, if they're held accountable, the thing that I'm going to see here in the future, that we're all going to see here in the future, and I don't know how everybody's going to react, but it's going to be a bunch of black cops that murder some white man, and then all hell's going to break loose. Liberals are going to be like, yes, defund all police.
Okay, so there you go. It's a game they're playing.
It is a game.
They're pitting white and black. They are pitting. And this time, oh, Lord, if it would have been, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but if it would have been five white cops that murdered this man, murdered him, it would be a total twist on the whole story, correct?
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going with this. People have to learn what they're doing to us. They are separating us as a people, as Americans, on a basis of our skin color.
If this very thing happened with five white cops, it would have been, they're on paid leave, and this is being investigated.
I'm not going to say you're not. I can't say you're wrong about that. But the black cops just all of a sudden get thrown into, what, 2-on-1 Poplar? Is that where they're at?
It's just the authority bug. And finally,
201 Poplar is the jail in Memphis.
Getting that equality feeling.
Actually, two of them are going to make bail tonight, I think.
And oh, they're going to make bail?
That's actually what worries me. I don't think they should be given bail, except that we are all supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I think they proved themselves guilty already, but... For the community safety, they all should just stay in jail.
Hold on. We still got a few more callers to bring into this. We got to put a cap on this. Let's bring in Miles from Maine, very quickly.
Hello there, B. I think this lady talking that was just on here is completely irrational. I mean, she's going to throw out the entire. Modem of justice. She's going to deny people, and they should just be guilty right now and thrown in jail. This is the insanity we step into, B. Now, she's talking, if they would have been white police, they'd be on leave and all that. Well, that's nonsense, too. Who knows what would happen? In this case, who knows what would happen?
I've seen it only half a thousand times.
I didn't say that. I didn't say white police.
Hold on. We're gonna do the roundtable on the other side of the commercial break.
Wait a minute.
All right.
You said if the police were white. You said if they were white.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it a thousand times.
Well, it happens all the time. Well, I just want to give you two facts here, okay? One is there's 10 times more white people that are attacked by police and nothing ever happens than there are black people. That's a fact. Okay, that's an absolute fact. And check with your FBI crime statistics. Also, I'll give you a beautiful example, right? All combined together on, I believe, the same police department, same state. You had the Chauvin deal with George Floyd. Well, you had the trial there and what went on and what happened there with that. But what about the black cop that was also from Minneapolis that shot the girl that was jogging and walked up to their car? How come we don't ever hear nothing about that? How come we never hear nothing about
Usually black on black is usually ignored.
That was shot in the back, shot in the neck from behind by a black man. We don't ever hear anything about that. He was an officer. Why don't we hear about that?
I addressed that. Yeah, usually the black-on-black is ignored because that's what's expected. That's what they're pushing. But hold on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back on the around the top of the hour. We'll have all open lines for open debate. Stay tuned. Take all our money and send it abroad.
We must take America back. We must take America back. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.